Okay, and back we are on the GM Report to the listeners. I'm Steve DiCostanzo, the general manager here at nonprofit community radio station WPKN, and wanted to thank David for coming in into the studio. And I'm also very happy and thankful that Howard Safan could come in live. It's always so much better than being on the telephone. And Howard Safan is he's an entrepreneur. He is a developer and a business owner who actually had a business. I think started out with a big window operation, manufacturing company in Bridgeport. And we have actually overlapped in another industry that has nothing to do with radio, has to do with sports, because he's an owner of the Connecticut Sports Center. And he also was involved with the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, the Harbor Yard Sports and Entertainment. And now he's teaming up with the concert promoter Live Nation to turn the Harbor Yard Ballpark into what's being called a summer music amphitheater. Maybe I think I saw the words boutique, a boutique amphitheater. And I wanted to welcome him to WPKN, the first time I think you've been here, right?
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve. Pleasure.
Excellent. Well, I was, as someone who runs a radio station that plays a lot of music, and as a radio station that's actually done some, we've done some, you know, business with Live Nation through our underwriting program, I was just astounded when I, you know, opened up the news one day and saw that there was this really high-ticket, exciting new project in Bridgeport that involved live music and Live Nation and an amphitheater project. And then the fact that you were involved was quite intriguing. But I know that you've been involved in a lot of different things, and you've got a great business track record. So I'm just wondering, I know at one point you'd mentioned something to me about a dream you had about doing something with the ballpark. It's come to fruition. It hasn't been built yet, but I mean, it's getting close. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved, Howard, with this project, and just a bit about the kind of the parameters of what this this renovation and what this project will look like when it's ready to go.
Well, about 4 years ago, Jim Koplik, who operates Live Nation Connecticut, president of Live Nation Connecticut, approached me as we were having lunch at Michael's in Wallingford, which is our haunt that we go to, and it's a good plug for Michael's. he said that Live Nation was considering creating a boutique amphitheater in the Danbury area, and turned to me and said, but it would be much more fun and would be much more profitable if it was in Bridgeport. So he said, you've always been interested in the baseball stadium. Is there any way that we could convert that into an amphitheater? So we left our lunch, and I called him back about a day or two later, and I said, you know what? That's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
So having operated and been president of the Webster Bank Arena and the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, I certainly understand the nature of the community and the importance of the community and what Bridgeport means to Fairfield County, New Haven County, and the Valley. So we watched the baseball stadium and what was happening with the Bluefish. And unfortunately, in the 20 years of operation of the Bluefish, no owner has ever made money. So it was really an incredible give back from the owners of the Bluefish. And finally, they said, enough's enough. And the city created an RFP. And as we partnered with Live Nation, we were fortunate enough to be selected and then approved by both the mayor and the city council. And right now we're in design phase. The venue will be very, very different from most amphitheaters. This one will be totally covered with a tensile membrane roof. It'll be iconic. So as you go on 95, you'll see just an amazing a beautiful white roof with all these peaks, very similar to Denver Airport. I use that as an example. It'll seat the same exact amount of people that will that we're in the baseball stadium, which is roughly about 5,500.
Okay.
And we will start renovation of the amphitheater, hopefully in the spring. On Tuesday, I got the layouts from the architects with regard to seating and concourses and things of that nature.
For those of our listeners that have been to the ballpark, what will the orientation be of the stadium itself? I mean, behind home base, I think now there were some boxes, right? Like kind of, and then then you had the outfield. Where will, you know, how will that be restructured?
That's a great question. The fixed seating will stay the same. The stage, which will be 100 feet in length and 60 feet in width, will be somewhere between, as you would know it, the pitcher's mound and second base.
Okay.
So it'll be really very intimate feel. And then the wings of the horseshoe of the baseball stadium will be chopped off. So they'll be seating on the... As we would know, the baseball field will turn to concrete. We're keeping the dugouts. And the dugouts, very interestingly, will be converted to bars. And so people who are sitting on the floor no longer have to go to the concourse to get a drink. They'll be able to get it right there.
Right. So the whole thing will be a cement floor.
Correct.
And then like a tented membrane, like a Tensar membrane. And roughly how many concerts are you projecting during the season? And when is the start and the end date?
So the season starts pretty much in the spring, weather dependent. So if you could sit there and say May 1 through mid-October, we're projecting a minimum of 20 concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful part about having Live Nation as a partner is they operate Blue Hills Pavilion, which is in Boston, and the tour will go from Blue Hills Pavilion in Boston to Bridgeport, Connecticut, and then to
Long Island.
Coney Island.
Coney Island.
Coney
okay.
Island has an amphitheater.
They
so.
Do have a. In fact, I was using that as a descriptive for this, but I think that it's not exactly the same.
No, it's not. I mean, we're going to be a little more intimate. It's going to be a little different in
how
sense.
How big is Coney Island?
Coney Island's about 5,000 seats.
Okay.
But it's not a horseshoe like the baseball stadium is.
Well, I mean, that's the remarkable thing about who you're partnering with, Live Nation. $8 billion in revenues, 350 artists that they are managing, and also own Ticketmaster. So it's, you know, there's some people that are going to say that they're too big, you know, and I know there's been some things said about Live Nation the same way that things would be said about anyone that's, you know, very big in their particular industry group. But I think that for Bridgeport, this is such an incredible opportunity for us to bring in some needed vitality. All of the transportation arteries are right there with the Port Jeff Ferry, with I-95, with the train availability. I just think it's tremendous. Look, as much as I like baseball, and again, these are just my own comments, it was, it maybe got off to a hot start. I think the first year or so there were sellouts, but I mean, it was really kind of an underperforming asset. And I think one of the other RFPs might have been for a professional soccer club, or is that right?
That is.
Yeah, but I think that the vitality of teaming with a partner, a really credible partner, is phenomenal. I mean, Bridgeport has had sometimes a track record at times where the partners just don't deliver because they're not necessarily of a certain level of quality. And there's no disputing that Live Nation has the wherewithal to pull it off, as do you. So I know that there's been some other issues, and I just wanted to ask about the impact of this Live Nation project at the ball field with Mohegan Sun Casino teaming with the arena. I know there are some questions at first about that because the arena where they used to run the arena were complaining that there were some contractual issues that would prohibit you from doing what you're actually going to do now But maybe comment about that, the relationship with the arena now that there's a new deal that's just been struck with Mohegan Sun.
Well, the arena, we always envisioned that the amphitheater would help the arena. It would introduce acts to Fairfield County, to the Webster Bank Arena, that they can come in the fall, the winter, or the spring. The arena itself, in the arena business, it is just not profitable to host concerts in the summer. If you remember way back when, we did a concert that was due to be at the baseball stadium, the Bob Dylan concert. We brought it over into the arena, and it was an abject failure. The utility bill for the night was over $25,000. Mm-hmm. So it's not very profitable. I think Live Nation has said that over the past 7 years, they booked one concert in the arena anywhere from May through September. Mm-hmm. So we don't view that as we're competing. If anything, we're helping each other. It's a collaborative effort. You know, the employees at the arena are friends of mine, and I've hired all of them. And we just look at it as building up Bridgeport and making Bridgeport an economic leader. The amphitheater itself will have an economic impact, a projected economic impact of over $51 million into the city of Bridgeport. Mm. And, you know, you could take the arena and the ballpark collectively, and they've never had that kind of economic impact. It will bring people into Bridgeport on a regular basis throughout the summer. And for that, we're very, very excited.
Yeah, no question about that. And I think the other, maybe I'm going to ask you just to comment a bit, even though there's not any perhaps direct impact on MGM Grand, the casino complex. Is that, do you view that as a positive or as a negative for what you're doing? Are there any efficiencies or other things that are intriguing to you?
I think it's wonderful if the city of Bridgeport can lure MGM into, I shouldn't say lure, that's not the appropriate word. If the state of Connecticut will approve MGM to come into Bridgeport, it would be wonderful for the city, for ourselves. Jim Urin, the CEO of MGM, grew up in Fairfield, born in Bridgeport, friend. And we would love to partner with them on an assortment of events. They have no plans whatsoever to build a concert venue. It's not, they just don't have the footprint for it.
Right.
So both the arena as well as the amphitheater would benefit tremendously.
Mm. Well, again, we're talking with Howard Safan, who's involved with Live Nation to retrofit the ball stadium, the ballpark here in Bridgeport, and turn it into a boutique amphitheater that will be ready for, I believe, the summer of 2019. Is that
correct?
Really what you're looking at?
Yep.
And it's been really nice to have you here in the studio, Howard. It's a intriguing project. It's a really, you know, certainly it's a musical project and something that personally I'm in favor of. That's my own personal opinion. But I think it's going to add a lot to Bridgeport, and we need that. We need some vitality. We just had David Green in talking about some urban planning and different ideas for revitalization of the downtown. And, you know, we need more cultural organizations. We need more density of housing, more apartments. And I wish you all the best, and we're looking forward to playing some sort of role somewhere down the road as a radio station that no doubt probably is just, you know, a neighbor. So it's great to have you as a neighbor. And we're going to take a little break and be right back with my last guest here on the GM Report to the listeners. Please stay tuned.